Blog Talk Radio.
Mode One.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
If you are a single man or a single woman who uses the popular social networking site entitled Facebook, have you ever come across a Facebook friend of yours of the opposite sex and said to yourself, wow, I would love to have either a one-night stand or a weekend fling with them? Or, for something longer, maybe a friends with benefits relationship, or even a long-term boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Now, given that I'm the author of the popular book for single men, Mode 1, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking, I am all about upfront, straightforwardly honest communication. I believe if there is someone you want to hook up with for casual sex, you simply tell them that directly. But what if you're a man or woman who doesn't have the confidence and or audacity to let your male or female Facebook friends know that you want to get with them sexually? What is your next option? A group of male college students think they know the answer. After drinking some liquor and putting their creative brain power to work, they came up with a Facebook app designed to help single men and single women connect with one another discreetly with the ultimate intention of getting together romantically and or sexually. Who are these impetuous but yet industrious young men who are doing their best to make hooking up for casual sex and more easier for all involved? I don't know their names, and they won't tell me, but at least one of the creators is going to join me tonight and reveal their thought process in creating this Facebook app as one of the creators of the new but yet controversial Facebook app entitled Bang With Friends takes time out of his schedule in order to get upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh my God.
You're really good at this.
Gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in the race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect the woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode One! This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode One, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, February 7th. I always have problems with February. All the other months, I can say them pretty easily. But February, I got to think of brew, like B-R-E-W. February. Matter of fact, there's a commercial that makes fun of how people have a hard time saying February. Anyway, today's February 7th. And tonight, my discussion is about a new but somewhat controversial Facebook app that's supposed to make it easier for Facebook friends to engage in casual sex, friends with benefits, relationships, and more. Here's an interesting kicker. Most of the guests I interview on my show, I know who I'm interviewing. My listeners know who I'm interviewing. Then there's been a handful of cases where I knew who I was interviewing, but my listening audience didn't know because the person I was interviewing used a nickname or a pseudonym. But I don't know if there's ever been an interview where both my listening audience didn't know who I was talking to, and I didn't know who I was talking to. If you were to Google the creators of this new app, you would find that they do not associate their real names with the app. Everybody who's interviewed them has not been able to mention their real names. And so it's going to be an interesting interview because normally I give like a brief biographical introduction for a guest. I won't be able to do that tonight because I don't know who the fuck I'm going to be talking to. I know I'm going to be talking to at least one of the creators. And that's it. That's all I know. This person will go by the name C. That's what I'll call this person. Just C. There's supposed to be three creators of this app. And I'm supposed to be joined by at least one of the three. And again, he will simply go by the name C. So yeah, it's gonna be an interesting interview. Interviewing somebody you don't know their real name, you don't know where they're from. I definitely have some questions related to this new Facebook app. So, there you go. Next week, I don't know who's going to be my second half guest. I want to have two guests. During the first half of the show, or the first roughly hour of the show, I'm going to be interviewing one woman who's been on my show before and another woman who has not. The woman who has been on my show before goes by the name of Michelle Talbert. Michelle Talbert, she wrote a book called Don't Do What We Did. It's about the ups and downs and success stories and horror stories of online dating. She's going to be joining me next week along with a friend slash colleague of hers named Christy Little Jones. And they will join me, but they won't be able to stay long. So I think the longest they can stay is about an hour. So I'm going to have them on the show next week, and we're going to be discussing an upcoming event they have Valentine's Day weekend in the D.C. area about sexual confidence for women. I want to attend that, even though it's geared towards women. They arouse my curiosity, which is one of the reasons I'm going to have them on the show. I would love to come to this event. Yeah, it's going to be in the D.C. area. And it should be a great event, and it should be an interesting interview. So, as you know, the Baltimore Ravens are the Super Bowl champions. Yep, they are the Super Bowl champions.
And I'm happy for Ray Lewis. I'm happy for John Harbaugh. And I'm even happy for Joe Flacco, their quarterback. Because, you know, they've been through some stuff. I won't lie, I was rooting for the 49ers. Number one, I was rooting for a good game. I wanted a good game, which I got. I got a good game. The second thing I was rooting for was the 49ers. They lost 34-31 to the Baltimore Ravens, but I'm not mad at the Ravens for winning. So congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens, the Super Bowl champs, for the 2012-2013 season. There you go. IU, my alma mater, Indiana University, is number one again. That's right. This is the second, if not third, different time this season they've been number one. They are number one again in the college men's college basketball rankings. Matter of fact, they play Illinois tonight. I hope they accumulate another victory. Go Hoosiers. Go IU. That's right, I'm a big IU fan. NBA, Paul Gasol is out for a little while. So I know the Lakerland fans are not happy. Paul Gasol will be out. And allegedly, Kobe Bryant told Dwight Howard, man, get your ass back here, man. We can't afford to have you out with an injury, too. You got to get your ass back in here. So there you go. Kobe said, man, get your ass back in here. In the lineup, the Lakers, because the Lakers, you know, they're trying their best to make the playoffs. Right now, I don't know if they will. I found an interesting yet disturbing story on the internet. Supposedly, at some preschool, they found two young preschoolers, we're talking about kids of the age of maybe 4, 5, 6 years old, engaged in oral sex. I'm not making this up. I wish I was. Well, no, I'm not going to say I wish I was, because I wouldn't make up a story that crazy. But yes, there is a, I don't know, it was in Carson, California, and they found a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old engaged in oral sex. Now, they say the kids didn't totally look like they knew what they were doing. I would hope not. But how does... I've never heard of that before. I mean, I'm sure it's probably happened before in the history of life, but it's never that it came to public knowledge. But wow. Wow. Dang. Gotta watch your 4 and 5-year-olds. You can't leave them alone for a second. Wow. That's just wrong on so many levels. So many different levels. That's just un-fucking believable. Yeah. So, there is a disturbing story about a brother who feels like he was wronged by the LAPD, the Los Angeles Police Force, and he went around shooting people, getting revenge. And, wow, what is up with all these just mass murder attacks that's going on? I'm not understanding it. Why are people snapping so much, so frequently? Wow. There's just a lot of ugliness going on in the world. Like in Acapulco, some gunmen raped some tourists. What the fuck is going on? Tell me, listeners. Talk to me. Enlighten me. What the fuck is going on? People are just going crazy. I mean, we've always, since I've been alive, had a perception percentage of crazy people, but it seemed like the number and percentage of crazy mentally disturbed people is growing exponentially. And it's beginning to really just bother me on a really deep level. I'm having major problems with it. Anyway, a dad offered to pay his son $200 to stay off of Facebook. That's right. No, I'm sorry, not his son, his daughter. A father from Boston is paying his 14-year-old daughter $200 to stay away from Facebook for a minimum of 5 months. A minimum of 5 months. Now, be honest. Could you stay away from Facebook for 5 months? I don't know any of my friends who've been able to stay away that long. I've known two or three people that have stayed away from Facebook for as long as 2 to 3 months. But I don't know anybody who stayed away as long as 5 months. Now, I know some people who've never been on Facebook, such as my older brother. He's never been on Facebook, so obviously it's easy for him to stay away from it. But as far as people who've been indoctrinated to the world of Facebook, I don't know anybody personally that stayed away from Facebook for 5 months along. You might. I don't. So there you go. Facebook. And when I get back from this first intermission break, hopefully my mysterious caller by the name of C, again, he just goes by C for the purposes of this interview, and it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I want to say this is the first time I've ever interviewed a guest where I didn't know who the guest was. And there's been a handful of times, again, where my listeners didn't know who the guest was, but I knew. I might have used a pseudonym for the purposes of the listening audience, but I knew who that person really was. But in this case, I don't even know who this person is. I just know they're one of the creators of the new but yet controversial Facebook app known as Bang With Friends. I will get this conversation going when I get back from this intermission break. So don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Can you feel the tension? You know what's coming up next, don't you? You all know what's coming up next. So, what can I tell you? I'm excited. I'm standing backstage and I'm all jittery. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. What can I tell you? I read this guy's book about 2 years ago, and this is some of the most powerful shit I've read. The guy's mind-blowing. He's got a radio show. He's been all over the place. He's got crazy fans. He's amazing at what he does. He loves helping people as well. This guy will go on for hours and hours, even if it's like one person or 100 people. He doesn't give a shit. He'll stand there and he'll help people and help him and help him and just keep it. And he loves this stuff. He's passionate about it. He changed my life. He's changing everybody's life in the room and thousands of people. And he's amazing. I'm really happy. I consider him one of my mentors. I love the guy. Please go crazy for Alan Roger Curry.
To know what you said to the Japanese girl on roller skates.
I went up to her. I said, "You got a talent for this rollerblading thing." And that was probably the only moment when she was smiling. She was like, "Yes, I love to rollerblade." I said, "Well, to be quite frank with you, I ain't give a fuck about rollerblading." I said, "Your ass looks so juicy in that, what is that, spandex?" And she was like, "Oh my God, I mean, would you just come to Venice Beach to just look at women's asses?" I was like, "Is that a trick question?"
Please visit www.mode1.net for more information on the Direct Approach Dating Summit 2010 DVD.
Are you an expert and or book author who offers men and women products and services related to dating and relationships? If you have a new product, a valuable service, or upcoming event or speaking presentation that you would like to advertise on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network that is guaranteed to hit your target demographic audience, then look no further than Blog Talk Radio's number one talk radio podcast program for active dating singles. Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry has had more episodes ranked number one in the category of romance, dating and relationships, love and sex, and overall self-help for singles than any other talk radio podcast program on the entire Blog Talk Radio Network since January of 2008. I will help you advertise any product, service, or event that is designed to help men and women improve their love lives, sex lives, and overall social lives. Please write me at Blog Talk Radio Advertising at mode1.net. That's MODEONE.net. Don't wait. Do it now.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network in the category of romance and dating and relationships. I forgot to give love to all my listeners, both live and archive listeners, and particularly the live listeners, and even more specifically, my chat room listeners. I got Adam Grieco in my chat room. Welcome, Adam Grieco. I got Mitch McCrawlin in my chat room. Mitch McCrawlin is in my chat room. I got Nelson in my chat room. And then I got the user that always frustrates me because they know I can't pronounce that username. It's Susie HDD Asas or something. Susie's a hot sauce. I just say Susie Hot Sauce. That's what I'm going to say. Susie Hot Sauce is in my chat room. Other shout outs will be real quick. My older brother and ace confidant, Stephen Curry. My younger cousins, Christopher Curry in Detroit, at the bar in Maplewood, New Jersey. JP Jones in Chicago. Philip Poyum and his older brother, Irvin V. Poyum the third, EVP3, a.k.a. Match 1, from Seattle, Vanessa Turner, Eddie Lee Harris, all my women in my female Facebook supporters group, the female supporters group I have on Facebook, and everybody else who's, you know, a friend of mine, acquaintance of mine, supporter of mine, reader of mine, I appreciate you. Now, for tonight's conversation, again, I've been talking about enough that it's going to be an interesting discussion because I don't know who I'm talking to. But he will go by the name C. He's one of the three creators of a new, but what some people consider a controversial Facebook app entitled Bang with Friends. Bang with Friends is supposed to make it easier for you as a single man or as a single woman to connect with one or more of your Facebook friends so at minimum you can just fuck, like say a one-night stand or weekend fling, or at maximum you might have a friends with benefits relationship or a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship that will lead to, you know, something romantic and long-lasting. So without further ado, oh, listeners, if you want to call in during the conversation, the call-in number is 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710, and press the number 1 when you call in. That lets me know that you want to ask a question or make a comment. But without further ado, on behalf of the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and Upfront and Straightforward, give it up to my mystery guest and the industrious creator of Bang With Friends. He goes by C. C, you have caused the most interesting interview I probably will have in my 5.5 years doing my show.
Well, I'm glad I could do that. It's great to be here. And with that sort of shout-out list, I'm pretty sure you have so many friends on Facebook that this app is just golden for you.
Oh, man, yeah. I got a lot of friends, relatives on Facebook, and, oh, man. Now, I got to give you your kudos, man. This app has gotten a lot of press. I mean, when you go to Google and click on news and put in Bang With Friends, there's at least 8 to 10 different articles, if not more, that come up related to your new app, Bang With Friends. And some of them are neutral, some of them are complimentary, and other ones are critical. Well, speaking of those three categories, let me ask you, C, what was the article that you read about your app that kind of rubbed you the wrong way? You said, oh, you know, they just hating. And then on the flip side, what was one article, at least one article, that you were pleased with how they described your app?
Yeah, so I would say, first of all, thanks for the kudos. It's really unexpected, and we are just happy that, you know, people are loving it and loving talking about it. If nothing else, we just, you know, we love that people are talking a bit more about their sexuality and getting it out there, discussing it instead of hiding it and thinking it's so taboo. But to answer your question, I don't want to name a specific news source that rubbed me the wrong way. What I will do, though, is just talk more about the article itself. The worst ones are, you know, they're the authors that don't really take the time to do any interviews with us. Like, we're very responsive on email. As long as we can find it in our inbox, we'll be able to get back to you and get an answer. So those ones that don't reach out to us, and then they form these opinions based on other articles that without even trying the site, and, you know, they try to take us down with saying things like, you know, this is so crude, and these people are clearly evil. And when it comes down to it, you know, they don't try to understand the bigger mission that we're trying to accomplish with this, and they don't understand how well it's resonating with the younger generations.
Okay, now let me get some basic facts here. Is three of you guys that created this?
Yeah, it's three of us guys in California. I'm the only one on tonight. I'm just sitting here drinking my whiskey and Dr. Pepper, so...
Well, speaking of whiskey and Dr. Pepper, I've read that this came as a result of just one night where you and your two fellow co-creators were kind of just having some drinks, talking shit, and you put together this app in like 2 hours or less. First of all, I don't even have any... I mean, I like to think I'm technologically savvy to a degree, but I don't know the first thing about creating an app. Is creating an app for someone who has a reasonable knowledge of computers, Is it pretty simple to do, or is it just an extremely hard thing to do for the average layman?
Yeah, I would say, if you're a developer, basically, if you're, you have done programming before, this was not the hardest app to create. Having said that, our team, my co-founders are extremely talented, and that's why we were able to do it so quickly and get as far as we have so far. We were just drinking one night and talking about how online dating just sucks in general. I think so much frustration with it right now, and especially, like I said, for our generation, the younger generations, and they say nothing good happens after 2 a.m., and I just have to blatantly disagree with that, because 2 hours later, we had this monster.
Okay, now, before we move forward with your brainchild, I want to take some time to explore these, because I've done episodes about the ups and downs. Matter of fact, next week I'm going to have a guest who I had on my show before, and she wrote a book about the ups and downs of online dating. So speaking both for yourself and loosely for many members of your generation, what are, say, 3 to 5 specific criticisms you have of the conventional means in which people connect via the internet? The two most notable would be social networking sites and online matchmaking services such as Match.com. What are 3 to 5 criticisms you have towards one of those two, if not both?
Yeah, I mean, so it starts with the dishonesty that is involved, and it involves your profile. So if the profile is not legitimate, if it's not real, then that's a big issue, and so many people have trouble with it, and it just causes so much distrust. So first thing is the dishonesty, and that feeds into the dishonesty of intention as well. So many women get fed up because the guys they meet online are actually just trolling for sex, and they tell them that they're looking for a relationship. And so many of the guys are like, I wish I could just honestly say what I'm looking for, or, I want to stand out from those guys who are actually just looking for sex. So we see, like, both sides of it.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. See, I'm going to stop you right here, and I have to ask you a very self-serving question. Are you familiar with my books?
So I'll be honest, I'm not too familiar with your books.
Okay, I'm going to briefly tell you about my books and then we'll go on. But at least half the reason I wanted to have you guys on here is because this app, not just because of the press you've been getting, because it's at least, if not directly, indirectly related to my books. See, I have 4 books out. My most well-known one is my first book. It's called Mo One, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. And it deals with what you were just talking about. The essence of my book, my first book, is I'm telling single heterosexual men that if you just want to fuck a woman, have the balls to tell her you just want to fuck her. Don't pretend you want a long-term boyfriend-girlfriend relationship when you know deep down you just want a one-night stand or a weekend fling or a friends with benefits. Just have the balls to be upfront and straightforward about. And then I've written 3 subsequent books that are also tied into that theme. So I'm feeling you on the idea that with the criticism that a lot of men are not straightforward about the desire to just want to, as you would call it, just bang a chick. Okay, so that was one of the things. Now, give me 1 or 2 other general criticisms you have of today's dating scene, and more specifically, how single men and single women connect via the internet.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're clearly a pioneer then. We're happy to align with that message. The other thing that we really noticed and bothered us a lot was how unnatural it is to meet somebody online. Like, it just does not follow the way that real relationships kind of come to fruition in the real world. So one of those aspects is that a lot of relationships begin because there's so much sexual attraction, and we truly believe that having that strong sexual chemistry is an important thing in a relationship, and we just facilitate friends who typically make the best partners if you're already friends to kind of explore that sexuality between the two of them. So that's just that's how we look at it, and that's what we've observed in general. And we're happy that so many people are recognizing that this is legit, and especially for the younger generations that are not really feeling the taboo as much about sex, they're recognizing that this is an outlet that doesn't force them to do something unnatural.
Yeah, because you know, see, I could talk about the whole, aside from the technological aspect of this discussion, what you're talking about as far as just wanting to fuck and being straightforward about wanting to fuck, man, I can talk about this for hours. I mean, that's literally, you can say, what my career is built on, because, I mean, I just hate that men and women feel like they have to play games in order to exchange orgasms. I mean, because, I mean, when I see an attractive woman with nice tits and nice ass, I want to fuck her. And it just so happens that at a fairly young age, how old are you?
I'm in my 20s.
You're in your 20s? Well, I was in my early 20s when I started being what I now call mode one. And, I would just go up to women and basically tell them I wanted to fuck them. And, you know, someone would have an adverse reaction for the first few minutes. But then they would say, you know, they would calm down and say, you're so bad. You're mad. Here's my number. But, hey, I applaud anybody who's trying to get people to do two things, to date and then to fuck. So, all right, on that note, I'm applauding you and your two co-creators that, you know, that you're trying to create something that's going to help people date and help people fuck. So you had these criticisms of conventional dating, and now was this something you guys, you and your two colleagues, talked about for a few weeks or months before you had that infamous drinking night, or was it all, did it all happen that one night where you were talking about it and you guys said, okay, let's do something about it?
I mean, it had been swirling around in my head for a while. But then, honestly, it all happened that one night where we were just happened to be, drinking and bullshitting that one night. And, you have enough frustration and then you get to drinking and a bunch of guys are just thinking, like, let's cut through all this bullshit. Let's build something for us and for our generation. And let's cut through the veil that people put up and actually get to the honesty and the truthfulness of what people really want.
I like that. You punched the word honesty. Now, see, you're probably not familiar with my show, but anytime one of my guests mentions something to do with being upfront or straightforward or honest, I ask them to stretch out the O's in mode and give me a nice long mode one. So, see, I normally don't do it this early in the interview, but I got to ask you, give me your most enthusiastic mode one.
I'll do that for you. Here we go. Mode one.
Mode one. Alan Roger Curry.
Mode one. Up front, straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Thank you, there. See, that's normally about two-thirds of the way through the interview when I ask for that, but it also happens just when I hear the words, either, like I said, honesty or straightforward. So, man, me and you, I'm feeling you so far about you wanting to get people to be more honest. So, okay, you guys were together, you guys were drinking, and then somebody said, hey, I got it. Let's fucking put together an app and get this shit rolling. Is that kind of sort of how it happened?
Yeah. That's pretty much how it went down, man. We were just bullshitting about it, and one of us said, I don't even remember who, but one of us said something like, you know, so many girls I know and so many guys I know really just want to fuck.
Love it, man. I love it. Okay, go
ahead. And yet we have to hide it like it's taboo, like it's something that we can't just express and connect with people about, and we, you know, it's not like what it's our human nature, but it is, and we all know this. So, you know, we're just like, what if, now stay with me, what if you could find out which of your Facebook friends could turn into more than friends? And that's kind of where it was born, and we, to be honest, it's been a whirlwind. We thought it was a kind of a joke, but also just, you know, definitely a side project, and it's turned into so much more because so many people are thinking, damn, I always did want to try that. I always did wonder who's into me and if I'm into them. So we're solving that problem, and I think a lot of people, we already have over 100,000 couples that have been successfully matched using Bang with Friends. So
how many?
This thing, 100,000 couples, so 200,000 people.
Wow.
And wow. We have over 500,000 people who have registered in just 2 weeks now.
So the app has been out for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And in 2 weeks, you've hooked up 100,000 people, couples.
Yeah,
but
that's
either
right,
casual man. Sex or friends with benefits or whatever their liking is. That's impressive, man. That's impressive. More kudos to you. In 2 weeks. Now, I tried it out, and it was interesting. Me and a female friend, I wanted to try it out to see what happens. So I signed up for the app, and I had her sign up for the app. And listeners, here's kind of how it happens. First, I'll go step one. I went to the site. While I was logged into Facebook, I went to the site, Bang with Friends, and there's a woman would look like her, like a shirt over her face. Okay, first of all, let me ask you, who came up with the idea for that picture in your main page?
That was one of my co-founders, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was interesting. Yeah. So, listeners, that's what happens. You go to the main page, Bang with Friends, then it asks you to connect, you know, via Facebook. So I clicked on the little, you know, I guess you call it Facebook friendly invitation button. And I signed up for the app. And okay, and then here's where I first got confused. I thought when I registered, I thought I was only going to see my female friends who had registered for the app. But I saw all my female friends. I saw, like, my aunts, my little cousins, people I know who are happily married, and I was like, okay, something's wrong here. This must just show everybody, because I know she ain't cheating, and I know my aunt who's in her 80s ain't wanting to fuck. Well, I might be wrong, but
you just don't want to think about that.
And I even had a few guys show up. I was like, okay, why is it like about four or five of my male friends showing up? So like I'll pause there. You didn't design it so it would only show the people who are signed up for the app. You designed it so it would show everybody.
So here's the deal. The first version was created in 2 hours. We didn't really put a ton into it because we didn't know it would take off. And what we originally did was we just looked at your gender from your Facebook profile and then showed you the opposite gender. And we also showed you your Facebook friends who don't list their gender. So that's why you might see some male friends of yours. About a week ago, we launched the gender filter feature where you can basically select, I only want to see this type. And so that made it a lot more friendly to the gay community as well. Having said that, the family members, we filter them out as long as on Facebook they're listed as family members. Otherwise, it's kind of guesswork. You know, we have to, do we assume the last name? I don't, like, what if your last name is Smith? Then you're going to miss some people. So we are trying not to make value judgments on that or the married status either, because when it comes down to it, like, just don't click on the person if you're not that interested in them or if they're married. And if they're married, they can choose not to use the app or not to click on a certain person. So that's up to you guys. We're trying not to push our values on anybody else, you know?
Okay, that's admirable. That's the right thing to do. Okay, all right, listeners. Well, moving forward, I saw, as I said, a lot of my female friends, and a friend I specifically asked to walk through this with me, I clicked on Down to Bang. It would have their picture, their name underneath the picture, and then it would say Down to Bang. And I clicked on Down to Bang, and then she, on her end, clicked on my picture, Down to Bang. And we both, minutes later, she got her. Now, this was interesting. She got hers way quicker than mine. I don't know if that's by design, by gender, because she got hers, like, as soon as we both clicked on the picture, I want to say, like, 5 to 10 minutes later, she had a message from you guys. Whereas mine took about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah,
at
Alan,
first, I was
tell
like,
you.
Okay, I'm not getting one.
I got to tell you, we've had so many matches go through that we had a backup of emails that we were trying to send out. You know, as you can imagine, you're facilitating so many connections that sometimes it backs up. So that's the only thing that happened there. And plus, wouldn't you want her, you know, now that she knows that you're interested, you know, reaching out and saying when and where?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't actually, on that point, I wouldn't necessarily, because before I did eventually get mine, I said, well, maybe they want the woman to make the first move. And I didn't, if that was going to be your intention, I didn't have a problem with that. I was like, I'm cool with the woman being the one to write me saying, hey, Alan, when we going to fuck? I've been looking at your picture for a while. Now I want to just suck your dick. And I was like, shit, I'm cool with that. Listeners, here's what it says. It says, hey there, sexy. You've got a banging match. Your friend, and then it names your friend, wants to bump uglies with you. See, you know, I'm going to give you my trademark phrase in case you ever want to change that. Instead of bump uglies, what I'm known for saying is exchange orgasms. So you should say, your friend so-and-so wants to exchange orgasms with you. Send a message from Facebook now and get some from your new friend with benefits, and it has a smiley face, and it says, this fuck, brought to you by bangwithfriends.com, which had me chuckling for a few minutes. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, now, I do have a couple of, it's kind of promoted as being pretty discreet. I do have a couple of questions / concerns about the discreet issue.
Sure, go ahead.
One is, and I'm always, I don't want to offend you, but I'm always paranoid about programmers. Like, to this day, I always wondered, does Bill Gates actually read my emails? Or do the programmers at Yahoo, do they, like, read my shit? Are you guys able to see who's matched up with who?
Ain't nobody got time for that, Alan. Come on.
He is, man. We ain't got time for that shit. Because, man, I was like, these motherfuckers could blackmail a lot of motherfuckers. Like, if somebody's cheating on their husband,
no.
Be like, hey, we know you matched up with so-and-so the other day. And the second one was actually one that was brought up in one of the articles that reviewed your app. When you go to the app, it actually shows you, not all your friends, but it'll show you at least the first 5 or 6 of your friends. Like, when you go to register for it, it'll say you have 15 friends using this app now. And say out of those 15, it'll show like 5 or 6 of the friends. So I immediately knew which one of my friends was using the app. because it showed, like I said, about five. Is that something you've gotten a lot of blowback about, or do most people not mind that?
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely that's something we want to change. The problem is that's common to all Facebook applications. And it's a setting that Facebook does not yet allow users to change based on their privacy. So we think it's misleading of Facebook, and we've talked to them. We have an ongoing conversation with them trying to get that changed. But I will say, one, it does only show you a handful, and beyond that, it we guarantee that you're anonymous when you say you're interested in somebody. So that's what we keep anonymous and secret. And as far as like seeing that you're on the app, if one of your friends happens to see you're one of their friends that's on the app, then we're working on that issue with Facebook. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people at it as well for just, you know, to see what's up. They're curious. Once you have more than a few friends on it, it's really not a big deal because it becomes less taboo and you don't stand out as much. And so then it just becomes, all right, now that I'm on the app, who's going to be, you know, clicking down to bang on my profile, you know?
Well, I can tell you, I could give a flying fuck who sees me. Because, shit, I'm down to bang probably like 40-50% of my attractive female Facebook friends. So I want all them honeys to know I want to fuck the shit out of them. But because of my Mode 1 philosophy, I tend to just be my own down with bang or bang. I mean, I just tell women. I write them a note and say, hey, I want to fuck you. So I knew that. Like I said, even though I'm not as technologically savvy as probably you and your two colleagues, I actually knew that wasn't unique to just your app, because I know from using other apps, it shows, that's a Facebook thing, that it shows who's using that app. So, yeah, I did actually know that. Well, right now, I'm going to take a intermission break, but I'm going to come back. Listeners, if you have questions for my guest tonight, C, or you have a comment related to the conversation in this app, call in 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. I will be right back, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Mode 1.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Score Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Alexandra Kanahakis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
So I'm getting treated for my sex disease.
This is Nikki True, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Ambrosia Cumming, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Brandy L. Davis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.com.
All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310-310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Oh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Tuning in, it's nice to see you all again. So,
if you found this page, I'm guessing at least on some level you'd like more success.
Seducing sexy ladies. Here's the deal.
My name's Sasha. Hello. And I like women.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
This website has tons of resources to help you guys get that success that you want. It's all there for you. The articles, the videos, my blog with lots of adventures and tips, it's all there for you guys.
Let's make the magic happen.
If you're interested in some more intense training, take one of my boot camps. They are fucking good. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm doing boot camps all around the world, so I might be coming to your city.
I would love to come over there and teach you this stuff because it's awesome. And you learn how to meet tons of hot girls.
If you're in London, this is the guy. He's going to take good care of you.
He's really present in the moment. He's really good. He hooks up with tons of girls. Good teacher and just somebody you want to hang out with and learn from. Oh, so many names.
It's my first name and my sister name.
Okay. Well, I will see you.
You will?
Ryan.
Ryan. Me too.
Over the last few years, I've dedicated my life to getting good in a sort of fun and natural way of meeting women in the daytime.
What are you doing actually in your free time? What's your goal?
I meet beautiful girls on the street. You know, chat girls on the street. Sound test? Sound test 1 2 3 4. Sexy man. Hi. Can I get a little fist action? We're filming. It's going to a little fist. Just come on. You know you want to. You know you want to fist me right now. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah. Check out the boot camp page if you're interested in that.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's useful to you. So please.
Sasha at sashapway.com. Thanks for coming to the site and
stop being a fucking. Just what? I mean, come on, people. She's there in front of you. That's the only indicator of interest you need. She's there. You're there. Go for it.
Please pay a visit to www.sashapua.com.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
We now return to my discussion about the new but yet controversial Facebook app entitled Bang with Friends on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network in the category of romance and dating and relationships. And if you're just tuning in, I'm having the most interesting discussion with a young man who, along with two of his buddies, created a Facebook app in like roughly 2 hours. Now, see, me, I like to think I know about computers, but it would probably take me about 2 years to create an app because I wouldn't know what the fuck I was doing to create an app. But that's why I write books. But the young man I have on this show, who's going by the name C, him and his buddies, they created 2 hours, and it's related to my Mo 1 philosophy. It's all about getting men who want to fuck women to let those women know that they want to fuck them. Hey, revolutionary, huh? It's funny. When we want to eat, we say, I want a sandwich. When we want something to drink, we say, hey, I want to drink some water or some beer. But all of a sudden, when we want to fuck, we got to be all mush mouth about it. We got to play games. We got to beat around the bush or keep it to ourselves. So I give kudos to C and his two buddies for helping people wanting to fuck. Now, of course, see, well, first, see, before I get back with you, Diva, I see you in the chat room. My number one listener, Adrian, a.k.a. Diva 362636, has joined me in the chat room only to tell me that my alma mater, Indiana University, fucking lost to fucking Illinois. I can't believe that shit. That pisses me off to the highest degree of pissivity. We just got the number one ranking back, and now we lose again. Fuck. Anyway, let's talk about more things that keep my spirits up like fucking. See, I would assume that 99.9% of the men who are familiar with your app are loving it and would endorse it. But you know how women are because of their social programming. They're taught to be good girls and act like they're really not into casual sex when they know they love to suck dick. What's been some of the harshest criticisms you've gotten from females who know about your app?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I got to be honest, the women that we've heard from, it's mostly positive. But the harshest criticisms, I would say, are along the lines of, like, oh, this is clearly made by some frat boys, or, like, why do they need to have a diagram on how it works page about, you know, putting on a condom on a dick, you know. So if you haven't seen that diagram,
some guys need
those
basic instructions.
What's that?
Hey, I wasn't mad at y'all for putting the diagrams. Some guys don't know how to properly put on a condom. And the thing I loved about that diagram is the fact that you guys are promoting safe sex.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. That's part of what we're doing here.
But anyway, I interrupted you. So you're talking about what some of these women have said. So they say you guys are frat boys, and because I think I read somewhere where some woman said, "Oh, it's just crude." I'm like, "What's crude about fucking?" Shit, we all got here because of fucking. I mean, some it was love involved in the fucking, and others it was just lust involved in the fucking. But I mean, fucking is fuck. Okay, now my biggest question is, as far as feedback, since you and your colleagues are relatively young guys, I'm assuming your parents still have a certain degree of influence over you. What was your mother and or father's reaction to you creating this app, as well as the reaction of the parents of your two colleagues?
I mean, to be honest, they, you know, once you kind of ease them into it, you kind of tell them, like, look, this thing took off out of nowhere. It was a joke, but it was just for fun, and we never expected much out of it. And now that it's real, you know, we tell them why we're doing it and what the mission is. And look, we're adults, and they understand that, and they are accepting of it. So overall, it's been pretty supportive. Definitely some doubts up front. You know, nobody immediately wants to be known as the parents of some guys who created this worldwide app that is being called crude and being condemned by certain people. But at the end of the day, they, you know, they're reasonable people, and they raised us right to understand that look, we make our own decisions, and they support them because we have level-headed reasons for it. Just to not to get too serious on you, but I really believe that that's the best way they understand that.
Well, you can get as serious as you want to, man. I mean, you know, let me give a few quick shout-outs. I see new people in my chat room. I already gave a shout-out to Adam Grieco. I got Allison, WX Underland in my chat room. Chris Malachowski in my chat room. Diva, as I mentioned. A few guests, Mitch McCrawlin, Nelso, Socratic Watchman, and the KJG in my chat room. Welcome to my chat room. And welcome to this discussion, because we're talking about my favorite topic, which is fucking. And I got my man C on here. He created an app to help people fuck more. I mean, what's more important than fucking? I mean, seriously. Yeah, making money is important. Being healthy is important. Eating is important. But shit, if you ain't getting no pussy, what the fuck, man? It ain't no fun having $1 million if you ain't getting your dick sucked. That's what I say. Ain't nothing more important than fucking when it all comes down to it. So I'm assuming that's probably at least half the reason why you guys have been notably anonymous with really secretive with your names. I bet you it's not so much because you guys probably don't give a fuck, but you want to kind of, out of respect for your parents, you don't want their friends bugging them like, why did your son create that app? Oh my God, it's disgusting. Yeah, I read today, man. So you guys got some criticism from some guy like in another country or something, some minister or pope or something. He was lead to immorality and.
Yeah, I think that was the one of the cardinals in the Philippines or something like that.
Man, you know what they say though, see, this comedian, who was it? I think it was Cat Williams, said, you ain't really a celebrity until you start getting hated on. And you get hated on in other countries, man. That must make you feel damn good, man, to know that you reaching the masses. They trying to stop you from helping people fuck. Wow. Now, I mentioned some of my concerns about discretion. Has there been any, like, for lack of a better word, glitches that you guys noticed that you're like, oh, man, we got to change that. We got to improve that because, man, there's a glitch that causes this to happen. Anything like that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer that. I also see in the chat that Socratic Watchman wants to know how many people are on the app. We have, in just 2 weeks, over 500,000 people already. And he also asks, I'm on the app, and why does it show my sister's name? We covered that briefly earlier, but basically, if your sister's listed as your sister on Facebook, we'll make sure she doesn't show up. Otherwise, we don't try to do anything more complicated than that, just because we don't want to remove people who might not actually be your siblings or family members. But to answer your question, Alan, actually, what was your question?
No, I was asking, has there been any, like, glitches that have been exposed? Because I know you guys kind of put it together real quick. And not so much like, you know, a little minor glitch, but a glitch that made you guys say, oh, shit, we got to fix that quick.
I mean, hell yeah. We, like I said, the email backup that we had for a while where there was quite a while in between sending emails for some people, and we got through and fixed that. As you can imagine, hosting, we've had like over 4 million hits to the website already, so trying to deal with all that traffic's a pain in the ass, to be honest, but it's a good pain to have.
Yeah, I mean, shit, man, you guys were in like on Forbes.com, man. When you being featured on Forbes, I'm like, shit. And you say it's just been out 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Man, that's a trip. That's a trip. That's a trip.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, completely unexpected, to be honest. But that's cool. That's how this stuff works. So we're happy.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? I do a lot of speculating. I'm speculating the reason why you guys have blown up so quick is because – most people know deep down, especially the men, but even a lot of women too, they know they want to fuck. They know they want to fuck, and they know they want to let people know directly that they want to fuck. But, see, you have to read my books. I'm going to send you, now, I don't know if I can send it to you because I don't know who you really are. Well, I'm going to send you a complimentary copy of a couple of my e-books to your own. Is it, well, is that, can I say that? Is that public, your email, or is that private?
You can just keep it private. That's all right.
Okay, well, I keep your email private. But the email that we've been communicating with, I'm going to send you a complimentary copy of a couple of my e-books so you can get more familiar with me. But I was going to say that social programming, man, comes into play so much, particularly on the woman's side, more so than the guy's side. You know, they women feel like they got to play that role and shit. But, man, I hope this continues to just expand and blow up. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something.
What's that?
If you use this idea, you're gonna have to at least give me a free large pizza or something. But I had an idea similar to your idea about 10 years ago. And here's how my idea went, and see if you guys can come up with something like this. Mine, instead of Facebook, was geared specifically towards nightclubs. And, like, you would go to a nightclub, and whoever, like, is the doorman or the bouncer or whatever would say, are you here just to have fun or are you here looking for a hookup?
Mm-hmm.
And if you said looking for a hookup, they would direct you to this series of computer screens, and you would have to somehow your face would get scanned in and a little bit of information about you, and you would say you looking to hook up. And if a woman was, you know, basically liked you and was looking to hook up too, somehow y'all would connect. I didn't know all the details. I'm not technologically savvy. But, yeah, I ain't thought about this kind of variation of Bang With Friends for nightclub. Because, I mean, let's be real, see if you agree with me on this. Wouldn't you say most guys, when they go to a bar or nightclub, they usually looking to get laid? I mean, every now and then they might be just looking to hang out with their buddies. But at least half the time they looking to get laid.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for the single guys, I can agree with that. And that's a great idea. I think you should partner with some of your local clubs there and get that shit started, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I might be calling you guys or writing you guys and see if we can collaborate. And you know, y'all help me out and I help y'all out and we do this, man. Because, yeah, I like this idea. So you say your parents, once they understood that you were guys and you had penises and you want to fuck, they were like, okay, cool. Now, obviously, the app doesn't cost Facebook users any money. In the future, is this something that can be potentially monetized, or are you guys not really looking to become billionaires? You just want to help people fuck.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are asking us that. We're not even focused on monetization right now. We don't care about making money right now. I mean, of course, everybody wants to eventually do something like that, but look, our focus right now is just like doing our growth and making sure that we expand it to the vision that we see for it. And the vision really is, like, it's not going to be limited to banging. I mean, it's going to be so much more than that. You can build relationships from it. You can find people who just want to hang out. Maybe instead of down to bang, you're down to hang or something like that, I think.
Okay, Jesse Jackson with the rhymes. Maybe if you're not down to bang, you're down to hang. I like that. Okay.
We have a bigger vision for it, man.
Okay. I believe that because, I mean, again, if you guys could put this together in 2 hours, I'm sure once you really give yourself time. I see a few people in my phone queue. Again, if you want to have a question or comment, you can call in at 646-478-5710. Make sure you press the number 1, and then I'll get you on here. Starting with area code 609. 609, You're now upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest C. What's your question and or comment?
Hey, it's Kareem out of Jersey calling back, sir. What's going on?
Kareem, he calls again, man. Thank you for listening to my show yet another week. If you've been listening to this conversation for a while, what's your question for C or your comment?
Well, I think it's pretty cool, pretty funny. I'm on here looking at the little app they got going on, trying to see how it really works. And I'm like, so just basically you pick which of your friends you want to hook up with, and then, like, how would they find out about the app so they can actually find out who they want to hook up with? Like, I'm not understanding that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I get you, Kareem. Thanks for the question. So basically, all you got to do is if you're prompted or if you click the Share the Love link in the upper right, then you can just basically blast it out to your network on Facebook, on Twitter, or on Google Plus if anybody uses that. And then you can basically, we want you to invite more than just the girls or guys that you're interested in. We want you to invite lots of friends, and especially lots of their friends, so that when – you know, maybe they might be tempted to ask around to one of the girlfriends and be like, hey, like, I think this guy's into me. The other friend will come back and be like, psh, no, he isn't. He invited me too. It's just a hilarious site. So it kind of works like that, man. Beyond that, I mean, we're already at 500,000 users in 2 weeks. So many people are using it. They're probably going to be on it pretty soon anyway, man.
Gotcha. Okay. It's pretty good, man. I like the idea. It's pretty legit. And I looked on urlrate.com or something, that's some website, because I was just checking out what this whole thing is, and I see that, like, so far your guy's net worth for your URL is, like, $182,000, man, so you guys are banking. I mean, that's good to be in your 20s. You guys are doing it, so good job, man.
Wow, man. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I haven't even checked something like that.
Yeah, you know, you guys are going places, man.
I appreciate it. Take care, Kareem.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kareem, for calling in again. Hey, now, one thing that bothered me, and I think I saw you guys address this on your Twitter page. So somebody's been trying to copy you guys? Because when you go to register the app, you'll see two Bang with Friends apps. One is, like, yellow, and one has the couple that's fucking. And one that's yellow is the fake one. So they just tried to copy your app, huh?
Yeah, that happens, man. We're flattered, but at the same time, we don't want our users who are hearing about it to accidentally go to the wrong app. We can't really, like, obviously, we don't know if people can trust them, so we're working on it. But for the most part, like, just go to bangwithfriends.com, and then you'll be sure to get the right app.
Now, have you had direct communication with Zuckerberg?
I have it on good authority that he's heard of the app, and that he's aware of it. I have not directly communicated with Mark Zuckerberg yet.
Okay. Yeah, Marky Z.
I mean, he's a married man.
Yeah, and he's fucking. So, I mean, I should say he's making love to his wife, if I want to be politically correct. He's making love to his wife. But
who wants to be politically correct?
Area code 661. You are now upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest C. What's your question or comment? 661, area code 661. Going once. Going twice. Okay. And now it looks like I got an internet Skype call from somebody named Chris. Chris, you're now upfront and straightforward with my guest, C. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, man. How's it going? My question is actually not too related to what you guys were talking just now regarding the app. But I did have maybe a question that you could help me with. He can maybe put in some input on this, because I did meet this girl through a social site. First African-American girl I've dated. And like you said, man, it's all about fucking, right? And she certainly is all about fucking. Very high sex drive, man. But the out and, you know, kind of whatever.
Wait, Chris, before you go on, man, your voice is getting real garbly. What do you use? You use Skype or something?
Yeah, it's I have this really shitty mic, man, so I don't know. Can you guys hear me well right now? Or?
Well, I can hear you, but just a couple seconds ago, it was real. Your voice was real garbly. But go ahead and continue. You met an African American young lady on what, Facebook?
It was that fish thing. It's like OkCupid. It's an app as well.
Okay.
All right. So she is definitely the kinkiest girl I've ever dated. To the point where she'll have me like way out of my comfort zone. Man, I'm an open-minded guy, but like.
Wait. See, I mean, Chris, I gotta stop you again. Your voice is. Man, we just do not have a good connection. Is there any way you can call in on a regular phone?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to call you guys back on my Google Voice, all right? My Google phone.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Please do that. Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye. Man, just when it was getting interesting.
Yeah. Well, that story was getting interesting. Wait, I see this 661 again. 661. Do you know you're on the air now?
Yeah. You guys can hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right, there we go. I'm sorry. I had just as bad of a connection as the last guy. How are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
Good, I'm doing well. I just want to talk about this app. This app is great. I'm loving it, man. Loving this app.
Okay, yeah, I love it, man. Thanks.
I mean, hallelujah to this app. Thank you very much for bringing this to me. I mean, this has been a turning point in my life, this app here. Because, I mean, before this, you know, you just have to message people and be like, hey, I want to bang you. You know, that ain't right, you know? But
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Hey, wait. No, pause on that. Why is it wrong to tell a woman? Because that's what I do. I tell women just do messages that I want to fuck them. So why do you think that's wrong?
Well, no, y'all sound like you have another game. I ain't got that kind of game. I'm got 300 pounds. I mean, I'm a fat ass man. I love my Doritos. I love my fried chicken. Man, I'm a fucking earth, man. I mean, but this app, you said it doesn't connect you to your family, right?
You said what?
You said it's not supposed to connect you to your family, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if your family is marked in Facebook, then we'll exclude them so you don't see them in your list. Yeah.
Now, why are you doing that?
That was just overwhelming number of complaints from people. So we just figured, given that our main target audience is in the U.S. where that's illegal, we would filter them out.
Man, I'm in the U.S. It ain't illegal in Minnesota.
What? Oh, man. Okay. 661, I'm going to have to let you go, man. It looked like you was getting ready to start talking about having sex with your old family members. And if so, I don't want to hear that. But thank you for calling in anyway. I'm going to take another intermission break. But when I get back, I'm going to start wrapping it up with my guest for the evening, C. I have a couple more questions before I wrap up. If you got a quick question, please call in the next 10 to 15 minutes, 646-478-5710. And don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. And you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music,
but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mo One.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's only 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay.
There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
So, listeners, know there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book, and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, and he said, and you know what? I found my swagger, and now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
We now return to my discussion about the new but yet controversial Facebook app entitled Bang with Friends on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last segment of tonight's episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program in the category of romance and dating and relationships. And if you tune in late, we're having a discussion about a new Facebook app. Now, some people call it a controversial Facebook app. Personally, I don't, because to me, fucking is not controversial. We all want to fuck. Fucking is like eating. You want to eat, you want to drink, you want to sleep, you want to play some video games sometimes, you want to fuck. But, you know, of course, you got some prudish types in society that say, oh my God, that's disgusting that he wants to put his penis in that woman's vagina. Oh my God, that's just horrible. And so forget them people. But, yeah, I'm talking to one of the three creators of this app. He's going by the name C&C. After this interview is over, check your email. Because during the intermission break, I sent you a couple of my complimentary copies of my e-books. So you can check them out.
Awesome, dude. I appreciate it. I'll definitely do that.
And you go, matter of fact, when you read them, you're going to be saying, damn, no wonder Alan sounds so enthusiastic and supportive of our app. Man, this guy's off the chain, man. What the fuck? Wait, it looks like I got another, looks like a Skype call from Socratic. Socratic Watchman, are you just listening or did you have a question or comment?
I'm listening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty well, man. Thanks.
So now I know the general public doesn't know you because again, you guys have done a good job. But are you in school now? Are you in college?
No, I'm out of school.
Okay. Well, do other than the three of you, is there say a large number of all three of you guys close friends who know that you guys created this app, or are you keeping it really top secret?
We're trying to keep it pretty top secret. I'll be that. Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay, man. I hope the journalist who exposed Monte Tio doesn't get hold of you guys, man. Deadspin, man. They'll try their best to, you know, get the 411 on you guys. Hey, man, but if you guys want to keep private, I respect that. What are some of your final thoughts about this app? Where would you like to see this app? What type of results would you like to see it produce, say, over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is we generally want to be able to allow people to break that ice between their friends and explore their intimacy. But beyond that, our long-term vision is taking it into something beyond bangs, taking it to something where you could use for dating or use for hanging out or use for finding somebody who, you can just chill with. Because we see, like, too many people are just, even with social media, they're just not being as social as they should be. So we're trying to get people back to that and giving them a safe and easy way to kind of save face but also find a mutual interest, you know?
Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, I can see it evolving to a point where, say, if a guy was bored and lonely on a Friday night and he's logged into Facebook and he just wants to know who near him is game for just doing something, maybe not fucking, but just, I don't know, going to a movie, he can click on I'm open to socialize tonight, and somebody else clicks on I'm open to socialize tonight. And there you go. You guys got a lot of avenues you can explore and expand with it. Okay, now somebody brought up in one of the articles, they said they felt like your app was kind of sort of redundant because Zuckerberg already has the poke feature. Do you think that people have connected using the poke feature?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that a few times, but not many people actually use that. It's such a vague, really vague tool, and it's become, even with that, you still have no idea what they mean by it. And even if you do have an idea, there's no natural way to connect beyond that. Like, it still brings up the, all right, did they really mean it? Do I message them on Facebook? Do I want to message them on Facebook? So as much as we do love using Facebook, we think there's, you know, we're providing a better way to do it that is a bit more discreet. And the poke shows up right away, whereas ours only shows up if both people say they're interested.
I'm sorry, I'm responding to somebody in the chat. Socratic Watchman, I thought you said you were just listening, but I can open your mic back up if you have a question or comment. My bad. I thought you said you were just listening.
Oh, no. I was asking how you guys were doing, and then I was going to go to my question.
Oh, okay. My apologies then. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, will this tap into recommendation of friends and even people who attend your current college and pull out a pull from there?
I think that's a great idea, and you're a fortune teller. That's kind of where we're headed, man. So we really think this doesn't have to be limited to friends, and it's going to be bigger than. At the same time, we want to make sure that they're people that you have a strong connection with, and you feel safe and like people that you'd actually want to meet, not just complete strangers. So that's where we're headed, dude. Thanks.
And one more thing. Let's say a girl answers that she wants to bang and my name's on there. How would I get notified?
So if you both click each other, then you'll get an email and we'll let you know. And we just added a new feature to the site that allows you to send private messages back and forth once you are notified. So you have an easy avenue. You don't have to go back to Facebook to do it. You can just connect on our site and set up your date, whatever you guys want to do.
What if the woman clicks on me, but I don't click on her? I wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's a easy way to save face.
Oh, okay.
You just click on the ones you're interested in. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man. I hope it goes well. Your app.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you for calling in, Socratic Watchman. Yeah, I agree. We were talking about the pokes. Yeah, man, I agree, man. Poke. I've never, when somebody pokes me, that's way too vague, man. I mean, the only time I feel like a woman wants to suck my dick and give me some pussy is if she's like poking me like every other day or every week. Then I'm like, okay, why is this woman poking me 30 times in the last 3 months? But if a woman just pokes me every now and then, I just think she wants to, get my attention or just say hi in a quick way. But that's very different than somebody said, I'm down to get banged.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they were saying that your app was redundant. I didn't think it was redundant in that manner. But yeah, man, my only minor criticism would be don't be too quick to get away from banging and start, because, I mean, there's all kinds of avenues for people to, fall in love or hang out platonically, but people need to be just fucking, because a lot of people just want to fuck, and they need avenues to just fuck, hook up, because adult friend finder, from what I hear, that don't work for a lot of people, and I don't know what else is out there. But I don't think there is. Is there any other app on Facebook that's even remotely similar to yours?
It's just copycat apps. We definitely didn't see any before this, but by far, this is the biggest. This is the place to go to really find out which of your friends are into you and you're into them.
Okay. All right. All right, on that note, I'm going to let you just give me your last kind of one or two thoughts on your app, what you want listeners to know, where can listeners find you, and anything else you want to share with my listeners before we close out.
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep it simple. I mean, we want sex to be less taboo. We want you to be open and honest about, what your intentions are and be able to find an intimate partner or find whatever you want using bangwithfriends.com. So go check it out. Make sure you go to the site and use the real one. And we'll be there, and we're working hard to bring you more and greater things to help you out. So thanks a lot, everyone.
Well, I appreciate you, C, agreeing to come on my show and be interviewed. You sound like a very bright and articulate young man, and I wish you and your colleagues nothing but continued success. And like I said, man, I always give kudos to men and women who are trying to make it more easy and more conducive for men and women to get together and exchange orgasms and fuck. Because, again, ain't too much in life more important than fucking. So, man, have a great rest of the calendar year 2013. Great week, great month. And just keep me posted. And like I said, check your email for those books I sent you.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Take care, Alan.
Take care. See, listeners, that's going to do it tonight for our show. Join me next week when I'll have a returning guest by the name of Michelle Talbert, and she will be joined by another guest named Christy Little. And until then, have a safe and enjoyable weekend, and I will see you here next Thursday, Valentine's Day.